You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot, and today I've got a very special guest on the podcast. He is a military alpha. He is just finishing up his tour in the Army. He goes by the name Master James Tyler. Now, Master Tyler is a gay alpha who grew up straight acting. He was in the closet for many years, and he was always using bottoms. Okay, but in recent times, he has come to understand and start using faggots, not just bottoms. And he has kind of an interesting take on how he defines bottoms versus faggots. A lot of times they get lumped together, right? But there are differences, and he has noticed the differences. And he's just really grown by leaps and bounds since he's started using and owning faggots. He actually owns a domestic faggot. He's preparing to move out once he gets out of the Army, and he's going to start owning faggots, live in faggots. He's got actually has a faggot in mind for that already. So he's moved forward quickly on all that. So he's now out to people and as gay, a gay alpha. But he's a very powerful alpha. He has a feel like an all-American kind of bro, you know, type of vibe off of him. He played football, things like that. So he's very much a guy's guy, you know. So I think you're gonna really enjoy hearing this conversation. I really enjoyed talking to him quite a bit. So anyway, let's get on with the interview. This is Master James Tyler.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
Well, I'm here with an alpha, a military alpha, as you can see. His name is Master James Tyler. Say hello, Master.
Hello, how are y'all doing?
It's great to have you on the podcast, Master. We have just met, so we had a nice conversation. So I wanted to get you on the podcast because you do have kind of an interesting story, I would say. You have just discovered the use of faggots recently. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. So just a little more about that. So
yeah.
I have this sub. He pays me to like top in front of him, and really well known in like the leather community, and he's actually like quite the stud top, but he wishes he was like a twink bottom. So he gets off on seeing me, you know, do things like that, and he kind of explained the difference between a sub and a faggot to me. So
okay. Do you consider him to be a faggot?
Yes. Okay. But he doesn't really. So he's like in a thruple, and he's like the
bottom.
What is it? Like the beta. So there's like a
alpha. There's an alpha, beta, and a faggot.
Well, yeah. And I think he's more like the faggot, but.
Okay. I see. And I don't, thruples are another whole phenomenon that I haven't really examined that much, but they're hard to find, you know, like a really successful thruple is hard to find. So he pays you to watch you fuck other faggots?
I would say they're usually like subs because Yeah, I think I've only been like super. Well, I guess the last guy I topped in front of him, he was like kind of like a muscle faggot, and I was bitten on him and slapping him. And okay. But yeah, he pays me $600.
Wow, that's so nice money.
Pretty nice. It's pretty easy.
Right, exactly.
Just doing something that I do naturally, you know. So
right, exactly. I mean, I don't think a lot of men understand that. What they do naturally is in high demand, you know, like, so, and they can make lots of money. You're in FinDom, correct? So, how long you've been doing FinDom?
Yeah. So, I mean, kind of just, I mean, so like I said, so I came out like a year ago and,
as what, gay?
Yeah. So, okay. Being a tall top in DC, I get a lot of attention.
Yes, you do. I'm sure you do.
So from like a lot of different, like for example, when I used to kind of like be by and play with guys in Texas, like my perception of like a faggot was kind of like somebody that was like maybe a little older than me, not as attractive, but then like coming to DC, like there's like some pretty faggots. And
for sure.
And I'm like, oh, this is great. So I
this is great.
I go out. He doesn't do it all the time, but most of the time, like, hey, I'm going out, but I want to spend your money. And he'll send me, and I'll like send him snaps, like, you know, flipping him off, like saying thanks, faggot, you know, this
right,
and that.
Right.
And he loves it. And he wants me to tell him about the boys that I brought back. He actually got me a hotel recently. And then I used them, and then I was like, okay, now get the fuck out. This is my room. And then he drove an hour away, and yeah.
Wow.
It was great.
It must be intoxicating for you to have that kind of power.
It really is. I kind of went off the deep end a little bit at first because I was addicted to the attention, and, you know. Right. But it's good now. I can definitely manage.
you've it's become part of your life now, basically. Like, this is how it... This is how it was meant to be, basically.
Yeah. I actually had this guy, I wouldn't even say he was a daddy or a sub or a fag, I don't know, but he's an Asian gentleman. He's a few years older than me.
Gentleman.
And he wanted to take me out to fine dining in DC. It's a seafood restaurant. The tab was like $400 for both of us, and he just wanted to like have my company.
Right, to be with you, just to be in your presence.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, how old were you when you lost your virginity? Did you start with females and then go to males?
Really, I think I lost like my freshman year. It was actually to a guy.
All right.
He was like my neighbor, and we grew up like together since fifth grade, and we would always joke around like, oh, let me see yours and see mine.
Right.
And then like middle school, we would kind of like bull each other. It was one day in ninth grade, he was like, actually pretty funny, I lost my virginity bottoming. He would taught me. And then I went to a different high school my sophomore year, then it was like all chicks. It was just like every now and then I watch gay porn. Then that's when I lost my virginity to females my sophomore year.
I see. So when did you start topping males?
That was after college. After high school, I got a football scholarship. And then I lost my scholarship because I was more concerned with like partying and stuff.
Right.
So I went back home to Dallas, and that I heard of this app, it's called Grindr, and I just remember all the notifications. I was like, wow, this is, everybody wants me to fuck up.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Pretty cool. I would say 20, I think it was 20. No, it might have been 19. Okay. Yeah, one of them. I don't know.
How old are you now?
I am 28.
28, okay. So you've had a good 8 years now of fucking the hell out of subs and faggots, right? What was that like the first time that you topped a sub? Like, what was the feeling for you? Did you feel powerful in that moment, or how did it make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it made me feel super validated. Like,
okay.
And I guess I've always kind of been like sort of really confident, just like being a jock growing up.
Well, you're a jock, so jocks generally, you're a tall built jock, so like. Obviously, you're going to have a certain amount of confidence, right?
Yeah. Just like, for example, I remember the first time I heard like a sub comment or whatever. I don't even know how to articulate it. But so I was like, hey, are you into this and that? Like, blah, blah. And he was like, I'm into whatever you're into, sir. And I was like, oof. Like that.
Like, well, that's a faggot right there.
Yeah. So that's what I. Yeah, okay. But
you didn't really realize what you were dealing with, I don't think.
Yeah, because I mean, even with that person, I wasn't like super dumb with them.
Right, but it doesn't matter. Like the faggot is just a faggot, you know. It's born that way, you know. Okay. So yeah, so it was born to serve you, basically, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was just trying to fulfill itself, basically.
Yeah. So I mean, I've always said Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So I've always said like my range of dominance, you know, mild to wild. Naturally, I'm like a passionate rough top.
Yeah, for sure you are.
But every now and then, you know, I can go into like just straight up wild side and
like choking, slapping, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's actually this is pretty fun when I do it. Like, I remember this guy told me to slap him. I slapped him. He's like, can you slap me harder? So I slapped the shit out of him, and then I busted his lip. And then afterwards he was like, sir, you busted my lip. I was like, oh, like, you know, sorry, like we were already like out of the moment.
Right, you were in the middle of your rut, basically, so you didn't.
Yeah, and he was like, no, thank you, sir. Like I love being your faggot. And I was like, wow.
That was eye-opening, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever owned anyone before?
Yeah, so I actually own someone right now.
Oh, you own somebody right now?
Yeah, so he's so he's a little twink in the Midwest area of the United States.
Right.
And so he was visiting DC and he wanted me to just like totally use him. So I did. So for example, the kind of control I have over him is like he can't jerk without my permission. He can't play without my permission. He wears a face mask that rode under my sack for a week. He doesn't have any free will when it comes to his body. Yeah.
Right. That's good. Do you think you are going to like take full ownership of him and have him like as a live-in faggot eventually, or?
We were actually about that, 'cause he was saying he might, come out to DC in the summer for some sort of, I don't remember, but he was saying he'd love to, like, you know, live with me and be my house boy or whatever. I was like, oh, that could be cool.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you don't want to have to do laundry and cook and stuff, right? You have a faggot do that for you.
Yeah.
And then be there.
Speaking of that, who pays to watch me top, he pays me to like do my laundry and like.
Okay. So you already have a domestic faggot.
I think so. Yeah, you know,
well, that's what he is.
Yeah. So he loves doing that.
That's great. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's great, man.
Did you ever realize that being an alpha had these kinds of benefits to it?
No. So, not until I moved to DC.
Okay, so DC changed it for you.
Oh yeah,
I know there's lots of faggots in DC, but
I mean, actually, believe it or not, one of the hottest bottoms I've ever hooked up with was a total faggot. So he was gonna, we were chatting, he's like total muscle fit, blonde, like huge dick, huge ass, like just super right. But he just wanted to get abused. And so I was, okay, you'll come in, get on your knees, and like I'll blindfold you. And when I came out and saw him on his knees, I was like, holy shit, this guy's fucking hot.
Yeah.
And he was just so sus to me and total faggot. I just never thought that somebody that hot could be that picky.
Of course, master. I mean, faggots come in all shapes and sizes, you know, like, and they're faggot doesn't have anything to do with physical, like their looks or anything. They're just, it's what they're born as, you know. So it's
I was ignorant to that.
I'm surprised you didn't take possession of that faggot.
Well, I attempted to. I mean, he had a boyfriend, so.
Yeah, but you just assert alpha dominance there and just take him.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I also wasn't like in the need to, like, you know, like I have. Okay. I can kind of have sex whenever I want.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of.
Yeah, but I know, but do you think that there's a difference between just having random one night faggots service you and like having actual ownership over a faggot? Do you think there's a difference?
For sure.
I mean, you haven't really experienced it yet, but I just kind of want to find out about your mindset toward it, you know?
Yeah, it's something I would definitely be open to. I also like, typically whenever I'm with somebody who's like a full on faggot, I'm like, I'm pretty mean to them.
Right.
So for example, having the ownership, like that's going to take up a lot of my time, and my time is valuable. Like,
yeah.
I tell faggots, like, you realize like how, you know, fortunate you are for like to play with me, faggot. And like, oh yes, sir. Like you're such a stud, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So yeah, I just don't know, at least right now. Now there's this guy, he actually just messaged me on Twitter. He's from New York, and he travels like all around the country. He's a lawyer, and he's actually looking to be owned, and he's talking about offering quite a bit of money. So
For you to own him?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. I mean, hopefully the faggot's serious, because sometimes there are faggots that are game players, you know, online particularly, you know, but maybe he will submit and you'll take ownership of him. Do you think your military background will help in terms of training faggots as you take ownership of them?
Oh yeah, I mean, the things that I've heard in boot camp, and you know, like yeah, for sure, like my football background and my military background.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
That's why being a dom is very natural. Like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, until you shut the fuck up, bitch, like, that's, I don't have to put in a lot of effort to, you know.
You're not putting on an act.
Yeah.
It's just what you are.
You know, because I'm not like that naturally.
Yeah. I mean, alphahood is natural, just like faggots are natural. You know, like, you were born alpha, you know, and it's just what you are, you know. So, yeah. How do you view hierarchy between men? So as an alpha, you, over the years, you've probably seen how males interact with you socially. Do you feel like hierarchy is a real thing that like affects all of our life?
For sure. I mean, just basic hierarchy. I deal with it every day in the military, chain of command.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a thing in, you know, the gay culture, the fag culture, whatever you want to call it.
But I mean, just like at a bar, you know, like, do you see how men, betas and faggots kind of jockey around for position around you?
For sure. So whenever I have a pretty frequent bar I go to in D.C., sometimes I go on the weekdays, and usually on the weekdays, it's like older men. And I can go there by myself, and I mean, I won't have a tab. So, so people just kind of gravitate towards me, compliment me, essentially like they're kind of worshiping me in their body language, you know?
Exactly. Like, right. Exactly, Master. Exactly right. That's right. Even like beta males who are straight, but they recognize you as the alpha. And so they try to curry favor with you because they recognize you're the leader, you know?
Yep.
Don't you see that kind of bending that way for you?
Mm-hmm.
Do people pick up your bar tabs quite a bit?
Yeah. I mean, so I rarely have a tab. And not even the bartenders too. I mean,
uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm there a lot. So,
right.
That, and then in combination with the sub who pays for my drinks.
Right.
And other subs do that sometimes.
Sure. I mean, those are probably faggots also.
There's a guy, he just was like, he just kept complimenting me. He was like kind of all over me.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't type at all, but he told me he was a cardiologist.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, so you could pay for my car payment, right? And he was like, yeah, I'll do it right now. And he paid for my car payment in the bar. So it's pretty cool.
That's fucking awesome, Master. God damn. I mean, like the fact that you just said that alone shows what you are, you know what I mean? Like, and the type of person you are. Like, you know that you're superior and you know that they're born to do those kind of things for you. You know. You just blurted it out. Well, you could pay my car payment, do it, you know, like I would never say something like that to somebody, you know what I mean? Because I'm a faggot, so I would never, ever even think to do that. But for you, it's natural, you know?
This is
why I wanted you on the podcast, Master, because I knew you had these kind of stories.
Like, I would say I'm kind of more of like the, you know, like growing up, you know, you see in the movies or whatever, like kids getting bullied. Like, I'm kind of like that. Like, no, I'm like, I'll like bully you and like humiliate you.
Would you say you're a destroyer alpha? Like, see, I kind of separate alphas by destroyer alphas and protector alphas. Now you're in the military, so probably you've got some protector alpha qualities in you. But
yeah, if it's a boy who I like, yes, like.
So if it's a pretty faggot boy, you're gonna charge right in there and protect.
Yeah, definitely.
And if it's an ugly faggot, fuck him.
Especially, well, I mean, it just depends
on
like
the
severity of their faggotness, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would never date like a full on faggot.
No, you own
because
them.
To me, like I tell faggots all the time, like don't embarrass me.
Right.
So, and I think that would be embarrassing because I'm a fucking stud. So
right.
If that makes sense.
No, I understand exactly what you mean. Faggots can be very, very embarrassing to men, for sure. In fact, I just had a podcast recently where I was telling faggots to stop being so weird around men because I see a lot of bad faggot behavior and I'm just like, you cannot act like that to men. That it's an instant turn off to them, you know, like it bothers them. So I'm glad you're doing that, Master. You and I working together, we're going to whip these faggots into shape. So how much longer do you have in the military?
I guess.
Are you going career?
No, hell no. I have like a month left. So.
Oh my God. You're almost out.
Yeah. Thank God.
Did you not enjoy your time in the military?
I'm sorry?
Did you not enjoy your time in the military?
I didn't enjoy this last year, so.
What happened this last year?
I think a lot of it had to do with me, like, coming out. Like, that was kind of my priority was, like,
okay.
So, it kind of.
You came out to your fellow soldiers?
I mean, if they ask, I'll tell them. And it's always funny because they never believe me.
I bet they didn't, yeah.
They're like, what? No way. That's crazy. And then they were like, so are you a top or bottom? I was like, well, I'm a top. I'm like, oh, that's not that gay. And I was like, all right.
Well, I mean, that is the mentality of men. I mean, lots of straight men use faggots, Master. Like, a lot of straight men use faggots, because it's, they view it as just a way to get off, and they're not doing anything gay. They're just fucking something, you know. Mm-hmm. So you could probably introduce some of your straight soldier buddies, alpha buddies, you know, you could probably introduce them to some of your faggots, and they'd probably use them, you know, probably. So once they saw you getting your dick sucked by them, they'd be like, oh, okay, this isn't so bad. Yeah. I've known it happened a lot. It's happened a lot. But anyway, you don't need to go out and try to change all the soldiers in the military. But so a month from now, you're going to be out. So what are your plans from there?
I'll be going to school full time. I'll be living in D.C. I'll be working full time. And then I'll also, so I just started OnlyFans like 2 weeks ago. And okay.
What is that OnlyFans?
I'm already in the top 5%. Are you asking what is it?
What's the name? OnlyFans.com/. Yeah.
Oh, OnlyFans.com/TheTopJames XXX.
Okay. I'm going to put that in the video too. So
yes, please do.
There's of course, Ben.
Great content on there. A lot of dom on there
too. Well, I mean, your Twitter is really hot. Like,
yeah, I just made it and I just started posting in November. I was just bored. I was at a training. I couldn't leave base. I was like, man, I heard about this Twitter stuff. Well, actually, I heard about it months ago after I played with this boy, and he's like, you should do it. Uh-huh. And they had like, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 followers, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Right.
And then they just start.
Well, it's blowing up already. In. Yeah, I mean, you're up to over 12, almost 13,000 followers, I think, right? Yeah, on Twitter.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so OnlyFans is doing well for you too.
Yeah, actually, awesome. A porn star just messaged me. Yeah, sweet.
Really?
Yeah, very cute twink.
Mm-hmm. He wants to collaborate.
Yeah.
It's great whenever fag pussy just shows up at your doorstep, right? I mean,
it's awesome.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're gonna have holes to breathe left and right. What are your thoughts about, let's say, let's do a couple of, like, a quick lightning round here, okay? So, because we don't have a lot of time. What are your thoughts on breeding? Do you feel like breeding is important?
I think it's really hot. I don't know if it's, like, important.
But, I mean, some men take it personally. Like, they want their cum in the faggot. Because the cum does go into their bloodstream and it kind of affects their mind, you know. So
mm-hmm.
There is some science to it, I guess, too. But
I mean, yeah, I mean, I definitely enjoy it, you know. Yeah. Now, I will say, though, sometimes I have to, like, pull out and jerk in and put it in to breed them.
Okay.
Now, if it's really good, I'll just, like, shoot it in you. So it really just depends on the energy, the feeling of...
Of course. Know,
his hole and things like that.
Right. What about chastity? Do you think chastity...
Don't like it at all.
You don't like chastity at all? Okay.
I'm not really into a ton of equipment.
Yeah, yeah. You said something like that. Like you don't like the leather scene and all that kind of goofy shit. You know,
I don't think it's goofy. I just maybe I don't understand it because I definitely don't want to keep changing how I am.
Right.
Also, I personally like to see a sub's or a faggot's hard dick. And I like to, especially if it's like really big, because I'll like slap it and,
Taunt it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, a faggot stick is worthless, right? I mean, like it doesn't do anything, you know? So
yeah.
It just uses.
Yeah, especially if I'm like in a super duper like dom mode and like they touch it, like that will piss me off because ask.
Right. Well, see, that's why a lot of men put faggots in chastity, because they don't want their faggots touching themselves. And you know, there's a level of control there, you know, when you cage a faggot, you know. So
yeah.
It's basically your property at that point. So
yeah, but, that makes sense. It's just something I'm not into.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Now you are a vocal dom. I mean, like
yeah, I like to talk shit.
You do. You're very good at it too.
So, yeah, I definitely do enjoy it.
Do you like your faggots talking back much at all?
Yes, I do. Now, sometimes it can be annoying, and if it's annoying, I'll tell them to shut the fuck up.
Right.
But yeah, for sure, hearing, you know, thank you or please, yeah, that shit drives me crazy.
Good. Do you prefer to be called sir and master, things of that sort, or?
So kind of funny story. I kind of just started accepting daddy. So I used to tell myself like only 18 or 21 can call me daddy because I'm not 30 yet. But now I like it. I like them both.
It turns you on though. Okay.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Why do you think you like daddy now suddenly?
Just hearing it in bed. I've noticed. I'm like, damn, that was hot.
Okay.
Or even like when Twinks call me that, like in public, like it's hot.
Right. Like with faggots, you don't care about them having orgasms, right? I mean, some gay alphas will be like, oh, well, I'll let my faggot get off, but like, then others are like, no, you know. So.
It depends. It really does.
Okay.
For example, I was using this one fag. He's really hot, so I wanted him to come. I like caught it in my hand and I rubbed it all over his face.
So there's an element of humiliation there.
Yeah, I just made him look disgusting.
And then you sent him on his way. Do you like the kicking out process? Do you like the kicking out process? Like when it's time to tell him to get the fuck out?
No, so I've only done that with that one guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The drink, but.
Right.
Hotel, but I want to say I like it per se. I'm just indifferent about it, whatever.
Oh, the video is gone.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's fine.
Is it back now? Okay.
Yeah. You want to turn the camera sideways? No, I mean like it's elongated instead of the videos.
Is that good?
It's for some reason it's not flipped sideways anymore.
I turned it.
I don't know. Anyway, maybe I can fix it in post. What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. We had that interruption. You're going to have like your own place in a couple months, right? I mean, so do you think that is when you're going to maybe bring on a live-in faggot at that point, or?
I mean, definitely not at first. That'd be something I'd be down the road. I mean, that just is a big commitment, and that's just a lot of time, and I just don't know. Like, I still want to, I mean, I'm young and hot, so.
Right. You want to go.
That might
sow your wild oats.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be in the way. A faggot will do whatever you tell it to do. So, like, if you say,
yeah, but just, hey, faggot, just I'm going out tonight. At this time, you need to leave and do this. And I don't know. I'd just rather not. At least at this.
You make the faggot watch. It's a part of a training, master. Like, the faggot's forced to watch you use somebody else, you know. That way it understands. And
I
mean,
I get it every now and then, maybe, but. For the most part, I just personally don't want that right now.
You just want freedom right now to sow your wild oats, right? What size shoe do you wear, master?
13.
Okay. Faggots are interested in that, so I thought I would ask.
Yes, they look are.
Do you like foot worship?
Yeah, I do. For sure.
Okay. What other kinds of kinks or things do you like? Have you ever had your ass licked by a faggot?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. What do you think about that?
I don't really do it a lot. Okay. I don't know why. I just don't. But I guess, I mean, my main kinks are like the verbal rough. Right. I love spitting.
You like splitting lips open. Just kidding.
Yeah, I guess so. One thing that I'm kind of want to start getting into is choking.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm surprised you're not really into that already.
Do you know who Austin Wolfe is?
Of course I do. Yes.
So,
fuck yes.
The twunk that I hoard out, we went up to New York together, and he.
Oh yeah, the one that took the 16 loads.
Yeah, so he went and got fucked by Austin Wolfe, and Austin.
Oh gosh.
He made him pass out, and he passed out for like 5 seconds, and Austin was just still topping him, and then
yeah, of course.
My buddy woke up and he was like, "Oh fuck yeah," and I was like, "Oh damn, that's kind of." Hot.
So you were there when Austin was using.
No, I saw the video. I was hungover. Oh, okay. I was asleep at the hotel room.
I see. I was
like, yeah, sure. Like, go play with them.
Wow.
Yeah. So I definitely want to try it. But then again, I'm just kind of, I don't want to like kill anybody either. So,
no, I mean, yeah, you're not going to kill somebody. But you know how long you'd have to hold somebody like, well, it took what's his face 9 minutes of choking before he died, you know. So, like, just passing out is pretty easy to accomplish. Austin Wolfe does that with every faggot, I think, that he uses. I mean, he does it all the time.
So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to so once I get out, I'm gonna get like. Yeah. Pretty muscular again, and then I'm gonna start showing my face eventually. And
I know
once that occurs, my shit's really gonna take off.
Yes. I got to see your face. I'm one of the lucky ones, I guess. And you are very, very hot. So, yeah, you're gonna be. They're gonna eat you alive for sure. You know. You could be like a major porn star if that's what you really wanted to be, you know.
I'm thinking about it.
Are you? Okay.
I mean, it's just like I love doing it. Why not get paid to do it? So.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you could be the next Austin Wolfe.
There was actually one bottom. He's on my page who I topped. He's pretty well known. Okay. And I was like, "How much did you make last year?" And he said he was making $20,000 a month.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. I mean, Master, there are FinDom alphas, like, you know, you're in FinDom, right?
I do that. So, right.
So how much have you made?
I see like a super cute twink on Twitter, like totally my type, young, smooth, bubble butt. Like I'll say, hey, pick a jock strap and I'll buy them a jock strap. And there's this other one who's really, really pretty to me. And I send him money. I don't need to do that, you know, right, it gets me off.
Exactly. Right. FinDom is kind of hot, honestly. I mean, but there are alphas like, you know, like you who are making $20,000 to $30,000 a month from faggots, just tributing to them. Okay.
Yeah.
And, that's outside of OnlyFans and everything else. That's just straight PayPal and Cash App stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So there's massive amounts of money in the whole space, and you as an alpha, you're at the top of the heap. Like all the money flows to you, you know. So you're in a great spot, I think. You know. Yep. So I caught you right at the very beginning of this massive career. I mean, I don't know what you want to go to school for. You said you're going to go to school. What was it that you were wanting to pursue?
I'm just going to go to school. I don't
just classes, just take some classes.
Yeah. I mean, I know what I'm going to do, but I don't know. It's
for okay.
Discretion purposes.
Sure. Oh, I understand. Well, I think you know what you're going to do. You're going to be a porn star and a god.
I think so. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Master, you could have like a whole kingdom of faggots just serving you day and night like a god, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I already kind of have one, so it's pretty nice.
True.
But I need to go
do, yeah, I know, for I can work. Tell Master. Well, Master, it was really, really nice to get to talk to you. You're absolutely the you're the epitome of what alpha should be, probably, you know. So
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Just out here, you know, having fun.
You are definitely doing that. All right, Master. Well, we look forward to everything you have to in the future, and I'll be following you and promoting you as much as possible. Thank you very much for taking the time today, Master.
Yeah, no problem. All right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
End transmission.
Well, you know, there's nothing better than corn-fed American beef, alpha beef. You know, like, there's just something about an American alpha that stands out, you know. They're like bulls, you know. They're like really strong ox kind of alpha males, and he's definitely one of them. He's tall, muscular, very aggressive. If you go on his Twitter feed, you will definitely see a lot of him fucking faggots and talking down to them and treating them like garbage, you know. So just the way faggots like it. But he's an intriguing name to watch, and I look forward to seeing what he does when he gets his OnlyFans and everything up and really popularized, you know, because I think he has the stuff to go far. And if you watch the video edition of this podcast interview, you'll see he's got big feet. He's a big honking man of, you know, just a beast of a man. So I think you'll like watching that too. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the interview as much as I did, and I will talk to you later. Okay. Love ya. Bye.